This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. Center has directed states and union territories to take immediate and strict action against the issue of substandard fertilizers. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has written a letter to the chief ministers of all states and union territories. This letter has been issued with the objective of curbing the sale of fake fertilizers, black marketing of subsidized fertilizers, and illegal activities such as forced tagging across the country. Mr. Chauhan said that agriculture is the backbone of India's economy, and to ensure stability in the farmers' income, it is essential to provide them quality fertilizers at the right time and affordable prices. Railways has decided to install CCTV cameras in all coaches to enhance passengers' safety. The decision was taken after Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Minister of State for Railways Ravneet Singh Bittu reviewed the progress of CCTV camera installation in locomotives and coaches. Mr. Ashwini Vaishnav approved the installation of CCTV cameras in all 74,000 coaches and 15,000 locals. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said BrahMos missile performed remarkably during Operation Sindoor. He said the demand for BrahMos missiles has increased in foreign countries. The defence minister was speaking after unveiling the statue of former Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Chandrabhanu Gupta at the National PG College in Lucknow yesterday.
Operation Sindoor hua, uske baad duniya ke lagbhag 14 deshon ne Bharat se BrahMos missile ki mang ki hai. BrahMos missile ab Lucknow se bhi export ki jayegi. Ye facility raksha kshetra mein hamari aatmanirbharta hai, usko majbooti degi aur saath hi isse rozgar ka bhi srijan hoga. Aur mera prayas yahi hai ki yahan aur industries bhi aaye taki Lucknow ke saath saath Pradesh ka bhi tezi se vikas ho.
The return journey of Indian astronaut Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla and three other crew members of the Axiom 4 mission will begin today. In a social media post, Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh said the undocking has been scheduled for today at 4:30 p.m. Indian time. He said the crew will arrive back to Earth on Tuesday at around 3 p.m. Indian time. Shubhanshu Shukla on the International Space Station in a farewell ceremony for Axiom 4 mission said, India looks full of ambition, fearless, confident and full of pride from space, astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla. Reprising the iconic words of India's first astronaut Rakesh Sharma in 1984, he said, India still looks sare jahan se acha from above. Former Niti Aayog CEO Amitabh Kant lauded UPI for becoming the world's leading real-time payment system, processing a staggering 650 million transactions daily to dislodge Visa from the top rank. Calling it phenomenal, Kant said, this has been one of the most notable achievements of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government. This has transformed the lives of citizens. The Unified Payments Interface, UPI, has strengthened its dominance in India's digital payment system, with its share in the total transaction volume rising to 83.7% in 2024-25 from 79.7% in the previous financial year. The RBI's annual report shows that UPI facilitates 185.8 billion transactions during 2024-25, which represents a 41% year-on-year increase. In tennis, world number one Jannik Sinner claimed his maiden Wimbledon 2025 title tonight at the All England Club, defeating defending champion Carlos Alcaraz 4-6, 6-4, 6-4, 6-4 in a high-octane final to become the first Italian man to win Wimbledon in the competition's 148-year history. And that's the end of this news bulletin.